Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Shot in the Dark. I am your host, John Cena Evil here. Let's get right down to it. AEW Dark Elevation starts with Private Party and Angelico of the AHO, Andrade Family Office, AFO, sorry. It's hard to keep track nowadays. They defeated the team of AR Fox, Adrian Alanis, and Liam Grave. AR Fox is making his debut with his former Skulk teammates here when they used to team together in Evolve, bringing back some memories. And of course, the veteran Fox looks smooth and impressive as always. You might have seen him in Lucha Underground when he was Dante Fox, but great talent to this day. I'm surprised he's not working for any big company full time. But Angelico was able to trap him in a Navarro death roll for the submission win. Nyla Rose and Marina Shafir defeated the team of Chalance Royale and Angelica Risk. Easy work here with Shafir pinning Risk after they hit some sort of double team move that Rose holds Risk up and Shafir hits her with a pair of kicks. Tony Storm defeated Emi Sakura on a first-time encounter here. Sakura came out with Choco Pro wrestler Balian Aki. This match was pretty wild, and they took it to each other inside and outside of the ring. But Storm eventually hits a Pendulum DDT for the win, and actually her first match on Elevation. Chris Statlander defeated Brittany Jade very quickly with the Knife Fever. Hikaru Shida, we haven't seen her in a while, defeated Robin Renegade. Good match here and showing here from Robin. The Renegade Twins, they tried to twin magic, but it didn't really work out considering that they have two totally different hairstyles in this match, so the referee caught on right away. Shida hits an axe kick and a Falcon Arrow on Robin for the win. Evo Uno and Ten of Dark Order defeated Aaron Solo and Nick Camarado of the Factory. QT Marshall tried to interfere, but he gets caught and ejected, and this was followed by Ten hitting the Discus Lariat on Solo for the pin and the win. Baron Black defeated Brandon Cutler. Yes, you heard that right. So Cutler comes out with a mic and says that he's friends with the Young Bucks, and he asked them to get a match. He asked them for him to get a match with the Biggest Loser, which happens to be Baron Black, because he is 0-50. And then Baron gets a good reaction that they're here in his hometown in Georgia. And then Cutler tries to use a cold spray, but it wasn't enough as Baron comes back and rolls up to get the pin and his first victory in AEW. Good for him. I know he's fighting a little scrappy at one of the Battle Slam shows coming up soon. And the main event here was Konosuke Takeshita defeated JD Drake. Really good main event here with Takeshita getting the win after hitting his running knee. We go to Tuesday's AEW Dark. Kiera Hogan defeated Ali Rex very quickly with a roundhouse kick. Rex making her AEW debut, but she's been in Ring of Honor as well as Shine Wrestling. Alex Reynolds defeated Ryan Nemeth. Good match here with Reynolds hitting a stunner off the top rope for the pin. Marina Shafir defeated Tracy Nix. Nix also from Shine Wrestling and making her debut. And she was actually announced from Sleepy Hollow, which happens to be right around my neck of the woods. And then randomly Excalibur starts talking about this Greek restaurant called Leftiris Gyro in Tarrytown, which actually I love that place. It's probably one of the best places I've ever eaten. So good for him to shout that out. Shafir is able to stop it and Nix quickly with the greedy. Slim J, making his AEW debut after just appearing at the Ring of Honor Death Before Dishonor show, defeats Blake Lee. He gets the win after hitting with an inverted STF. Julia Hart defeated Renee Michelle very easily with a stretch, so back-to-back-to-back submission victories here. Cole Carter defeated Mike Orlando, the former Two Dimes, getting his first AEW win here with a very impressive-looking 450 splash. Angelo Parker defeated Cameron Stewart in a rare singles match, winning with the elevated DDT quickly and easily. Cameron Stewart just happens to be the name of the person that's in the top of the leaderboards in the post-wrestling G1 contest, so not sure if it's the same Stewart. Ari Daivari defeated Blake Christian. Daivari with his new trust fund gimmick came out with Slim J. Fun back-and-forth match here with Christian coming very close to win until Slim J trips him off the top rope right into the hammerlock lariat, followed by a frog splash by Daivari for the win. Tony Schiavone gets a word with Daivari after the match. And Daivari says that after the 4th of July, his trust kicked in, making him the richest man in all of professional wrestling, even more richer than Tony Khan, and says that he purchased Slim J's contract, and Slim J now works for him, and in the next few months, he'll be scouting AEW, Ring of Honor, New Japan, and the wrestling world to see who wants to join him, so I'm sure we'll be seeing some new members coming soon. Dante Martin defeated Peter Avalon. Great showing as always from Martin, winning with the nosedive. And then we have for the All Atlantic Championship, Pac defeated AJ Cleary. This is actually a match from Over the Top Wrestling in Dublin, Ireland. And it's my first time ever seeing the 23-year-old LG Cleary for OTT, and he was pretty impressive. He looked like he actually had the match won, but then right towards the end, Pac is able to snap Cleary down and put him in the brutalizer to make Cleary submit. So these All Atlantic matches continue, and I'm okay with that. NXT UK, Isla Dawn defeated Fallon Henley after hitting Call of the Quarters. We go to the PC where Saray stops Miko Satomura and asks for an answer on her challenge from her 2 weeks ago, and that Miko finally agrees but tells Saray to be prepared. A male is seen watching Blair Davenport's commentary in her last match last week, And this gets her upset, so she goes and tries to find Davenport. She finds her, she yells at her, and says that she'll see her soon in the ring. And that match is made official for next week. Dave Mastiff defeated Josh Morrell. Commentary mentions that Mastiff is going to go back to singles competition for now, as his partner Jack Starrs is sidelined with an injury. Pretty good showing for Morrell here, coming off of his first win, but Mastiff stops him at the end and pins him after a barrage of offense, including a powerbomb, and ended the match with a senton. Mastiff held Morrell up after the match and showed him a little bit of respect. We see Norm Dar and Shaw Samuels. Samuels is paying everybody that he owes money to that bet against Dar last week. And it drives him crazy as he lost all his money, and then even Johnny Sane comes back at the end asking for his money, and Samuels just runs away. Josh Briggs and Brooks Jensen were doing a photo shoot, and they were asked if they heard about the challenge from Mark Andrews and Wild Boar, and they said it would be an honor to face them, and they'll see them soon as that match is announced for next week as well. Amelia McKenzie defeated Nina Samuels after hitting a very hard-looking spear. We go to a sit-down interview between Isla Dragunov and Wolfgang ahead of their championship match next week. They talk about respecting each other. Wolfgang says that Dragunov challenged him, and it will be the worst choice that he's ever made, and Dragunov says that Wolfgang has to try really hard to take him down. And the main event here, Trent Seven defeated Sam Gradwell, ending came with Seven grabbing his knee brace, but as the referee was pulling it away, Seven low-blowed Gradwell, hit the 7-star lariat for the pin. Seven kept attacking Gradwell after the match, but Tyler Bate making his return comes out and he runs Seven out of the ring. Impact Wrestling on before the Impact, Laredo Kid defeated Johnny Swinger. And then to the main show itself, we have Chelsea Green and Deonna Purrazzo going over, going by their new tag team name of Vexed. That's spelled V-X-T, Vexed. They defeated the team of Mia Yim and Jordan Grace. Good match here with Deonna pinning Mia Yim after they hit a double team finisher. And Grace wasn't on the apron as Yim tried to tag her, as they have an upcoming match for the Knockouts Championship. Anna Nomura is backstage and they're pissed that they haven't gotten any title shots, and they call out Heath. And then Eddie Edwards blames PCO for Heath attacking them and not being there to see him. Mike Bailey defends the X Division Championship against Diener, winning with the Ultimate Weapon. We go to Vex backstage, and they tell Gail Kim that they should be put in the Knockouts title match at Emergence, but instead Gail Kim says that they'll be put in a Knockouts tag team championship match at Emergence, and they get excited about that. We see Eric Young backstage questioning Diener, and Joe Doring said that they even belong in Violent by Design. And they have to revile the sickness, so Young tells them to go out there and prove it tonight. Masha Slamovich defeated Madison Rain. Masha destroys Madison's protective face mask, and then enters quickly with the snowplow to continue her winning streak. And then she points to Giselle Shaw, ringside, and hands her an envelope with her picture crossed off, so she should be next on her bucket list. Bhupinder Gujjar confronting Brian Myers backstage and says that he's scared to face him, but Myers turns around and says that Vincent has been talking trash about Gujjar and tells him to face him instead. So the story here is Myers just keeps ducking and dodging Gujjar. We see a video and Killer Kelly, and she actually will be making her return next week on Impact. Ace Austin and Chris Bay of the Bullet Club defeated Matt Taven and Mike Bennett of Honor No More. While Maria was distracting the referee, Taven hits Bay with a low blow, but Heath runs in and takes out Taven, so Austin comes in and hits the fold on Bennett for the win. Steve Macklin was being interviewed backstage and gets attacked by Sami Callihan, but Moose joins in to help Macklin until Callihan escapes. Rosemary and Taya Valkyrie try to have Jessica, who's Havoc under her Jessica gimmick now, they try to get her to put her mask on and become Havoc again, but she refuses and says she puts on a coat very resembling of something Taya Valkyrie would wear. Rosemary gets upset and leaves, while Taya actually likes this new look from Jessica. Scott D'Amore and Josh Alexander were talking about Tony's main event, but Rich Swann interrupts him and says that he never got a chance to regain his title, so he wants a match against Josh Alexander, but D'Amore says for now, Rich Swann can take on Kushida next week, and this gets Rich Swann excited. And then for the main event, a number one contenders match, Motor City Machine Guns, Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin go one-on-one. This is actually their first one-on-one match since 2009. Fantastic match here as expected, going about 20 minutes or so, crazy back and forth sequence at the end. But Shelley ends up getting the win with the Border City stretch as Sabin taps out. This is actually Shelley's first Impact world title shot ever. After the match, Joe Doring and Diener of Violent by Design come out and attack the Motor City Machine Guns, but Kushida, making his debut, runs out to save them. We go to NWA USA as Caprice Coleman defeats Joe Alonso after hitting the Holy Trinity suplexes. Kyle Davis interviews Coleman after, and Coleman says that he's the most versatile man in the sport today, and everyone except him submits to time. Ricky Morton and Luke Hawks get into a heated argument backstage about their sons. Mercurio defeated Jamie Stanley after hitting the Last Romance. Mae Valentine went to Odinson and asked if the tag team The End is a thing anymore, and he told her not to worry about it. In the main event, Kerry Morton defeated Colby Carino with a roll-up after Carino was trying to cheat the entire match. We go to a special Empowered edition of NWA Power as Kenzie Page defeated Casey Lennox. James Mitchell and the Miserably Faithful are backstage, and James says that he has found Max the Impaler to take over the women's division at NWA, and Camille should be scared that Max is coming after her title. Taya Valkyrie defeated Kylan Kane on number one contenders match for the world's women's championship by submission, and she will face Camille at NWA 74 on night one. They go to a radio interview where William Patrick Corgan says that he has replaced Nick Aldis with Tyrus to face Trevor Murdoch at NWA 74 night two, and says that Aldis went out there and despaired him and the company, and that's why he's been replaced. Medusa, who's been pretty busy this week, being on NXT, she was on this show, and she made an announcement that they're going to be introducing the NWA Women's Television Championship, and Allison Kay happens to be there, and says that she'll be going for it. We have the Commonwealth Connection defeated Dirty Sexy Boys, defended the World Tag Team Championships when Harry Smith hit JTG with a running power slam for the pin. And then Camille defends her NWA World Women's Championship against Chelsea Green in a good match here, with Camille getting the pin after hitting a spear. On NXT Level Up, Thea Hale defeated Brooklyn Barlow. Hale hits a tornado DDT for the pin as Barlow goes 0-4 in her run so far. Bryson Montana defeated Ru Feng. Montana hit a sit-out powerbomb for the pin to get his first victory in WWE. And then Duke Hudson defeated Hank Walker. Walker hung in there, but Hudson hit a big boot at the end for the pin. We go to New Japan Strong. JR Kratos defeated Jordan Cruz. Cruz making his debut here. He's been on AEW Dark and Rampage, GCW as well. Easy work for Kratos here, winning with a swinging Uranagi. After the match, Kratos challenged Alex Coughlin in a last man standing match at the next show in Charlotte, North Carolina. David Finley, Rocky Romero, and Moscato Dorada defeated Negro Casas, Lucas Riley, and Adrian Quest. Casas making his strong debut here, but he has appeared plenty in New Japan Pro Wrestling, including matches with Fit Finley. So the story here is that David is trying to get revenge for his dad. Rocky Romero gets the pin on Riley for the win. And then we have a semifinal match here in the Strong Openweight Tag Team Title Tournament, as Christopher Daniels and Yuri Uemura defeated TMDK's Mikey Nichols and Shane Haste. TMDK had the match won, but at the last second, Uemura hit a Frankensteiner into a roll-up on Haste for the pin to advance to the finals. In a WWE main event, Akira Tozawa defeated Reggie after hitting a top rope senton, and Alpha Academy defeated Cedric Alexander and Mustafa Ali. Chad Gable's first match on main event since 2018, Otis's first match since 2019 on main event, and Alexander and Ali hit, they're 205 Live alumni here as they were formerly a tag team there. Otis gets the pin on Ali after hitting the Alpha Bomb. And the WWE Network editions of the week were WXW Broken Rules, as well as another episode of ICW Fight Club. That is it for me this week. You guys can catch me here next week for another episode of Shot in the Dark.